For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Flags will be flown at half-staff for 30 days in honor of former President George H.W. Bush, who has died at the age of 94.
I do not fear what is ahead, for our problems are large, but our heart is larger. Our challenges are great, but our will is greater.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell writes, as our nation's 41st president, George Bush brought clear-eyed, principled leadership to a nation and world in transition. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi writes, may it be a comfort to them to know that so many Americans mourn with the Bush family. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn writes, President Bush was a good man who also happened to be a great man. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Praise continues to roll in for the late President Bush, including from the man who put him out of office. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former President Bill Clinton says President Bush deserves credit for leading the world out of the Cold War.
I think he deserves credit for getting the world off in the right direction at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War being over was not an excuse to pack up and go home. It was an excuse to build a new world of cooperation. Time will prove that he was right in wanting an integrated, cooperative world.
The body of the late former president will lie in state beginning Monday evening in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol for 2 days of public viewing. In Houston, at the funeral home, many people are going by to pay their respects. There will be memorials and tributes both in Texas and in Washington. He will be laid to rest at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump has issued a statement on the passing of former President George H.W. Bush. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump issued a statement from Argentina, where he's attending the G20 summit. Mr. Bush, the 41st president, died in Houston at the age of 94 on Friday night. Part of the statement highlighted his devotion to family, especially the love of his wife, Barbara. It also mentioned his full life of service to the country, something Mr. Bush once described in public.
Helping others and sacrificing and contributing to causes bigger than yourself.
I'm John Clemens.
Scientists say our planet recently rang like a bell. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
National Geographic is reporting that it happened a few weeks ago, a mysterious rumble rolling around the world. Seismic monitors first picking the event up near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, and Hawaii. A seismologist at Columbia University saying he'd never seen anything like it. Goran Ekstrom says it was as though the planet rang like a bell, maintaining a low-frequency monotone as it spread. French scientists say they suspect the ringing may have been caused by a new underwater volcano forming near Madagascar, though as of now, no one is certain what it was from. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.